USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate leaders on both sides of the aisle and White House officials all say they do believe they are ready to close a deal on a coronavirus economic stimulus package. Democrats have been complaining that the originally proposed plan gave too much money to corporations and not enough money to workers. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer referring to the bill as a slush fund that the administration could hand out to big business with no oversight. The president's top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says,
it's not a slush fund. Look, that will get money to small and medium-sized businesses, okay? It will also get money to key parts of the economy that are distressed.
The U.S. has cut $1 billion in aid to Afghanistan after a proposed peace plan with the Taliban there has failed. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.